Our new cicada overlords have officially arrived. Brood 10 has emerged in states from North Carolina to Michigan. But cicadas are global citizens. They show up in regular cycles all over the world. And in China, as NPR's Netta Ulabi reports, the critters are symbolically significant.
In ancient China, Neolithic settlers carved cicadas from jade and placed them on the tongues of the dead, symbols of transcendence and eternal life, says Haiyan Li, a professor of East Asian Studies at Stanford.
Cicadas are actually a quite prominent creature in Chinese literature and culture.
Like in a folktale about a little cicada who protects a big bird from getting devoured by a snake. In animated versions on YouTube.
There are actually quite a few folk tales.
Li says at least one is based on the cicada's distinctive sound,
which sound like they're saying in Chinese, 治疗,治疗,
which means in English, I know, I know.
This is a stretch to American ear,
but let's go with it. This sound of cicadas was recorded in China a few years ago. In folktales, cicadas can be annoying know-it-alls, like the one where a cicada wants to learn to fly. He goes to a phoenix who teaches him to hop from tree to tree. That's lesson one, basic. Then it's time for lesson two, a more advanced lesson.
And the cicada says, I know, I know. 治疗,治疗. And he didn't show up.
Moral, you'll never learn to fly if you don't show up to class. Real cicadas have wings that are long and veiny, and they leave behind creepy, fragile shells. Jan Stewart thinks they're awesome.
My advice is just look at them in Chinese art. They're beautiful.
Stewart curates Chinese art at the Smithsonian Institution's Sackler Gallery. Cicadas, she says, captured the imagination of nature-loving artists who painted them perched on treetops and sculpted them in gold for kings to wear as ornaments.
Their eyes are huge. Insects with these huge eyes. So you have a sense that they're all seeing, that they're aware of everything.
Those are the qualities that helped make cicadas a symbol of wise leadership in Chinese art. They're lofty, sitting on trees, and pure, eating only tree sap and dew. They're intermediaries between the dark ground below and heaven. And cicadas, says Jan Stewart, do something else that's beautiful and relevant right now. They remind us over and over that new life, regeneration, is real. Netta Ulabi, NPR News.